Hello?
Hi, am I talking to Colleen?
No, it's Helena.
Hi, Helena. You spoke to us yesterday over on Notebook Writing about your book.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I was just wondering, does that include what includes in that for, 'cause 30 seems kind of high.
It is a bit high, but for that amount of price, we will go ahead and we will outline your book, we will write your book, we will finalize your book. There will be the cover design in it as well, and it will be up and ready for publishing.
Okay, up and ready for publishing. So then I have to buy books to put in the stores to sell too, right?
Well, we can actually get it published for you too if you want us to at that point in time. Right now, I kind of wanted you to focus on the initial, writing and finalizing the book, and then we'll figure out the publishing and take care of that later on. But we can do that too.
Oh, okay then. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
You actually had an exception made for you yesterday, a special exception, and that was for, so that you can pay $500 upfront and have the discounted price saved up for you for later on when you can actually start with the book.
yeah, it's going to be a while. What's your name again? I couldn't remember your name. I'm sorry. I apologize for
No
that.
worries. My name is Tris.
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris. Okay, Chris. Yeah, okay.
Tris, actually, with a T, sorry.
Oh, Tris. I'm
Yeah.
sorry, Tris.
No worries.
Sorry about that, Tris. I won't remember. I won't forget your name now. I'll
Great.
write it down so I have your number and everything.
Perfect.
And so what the problem is right now is that my visa is maxed out. So
Okay.
I'm trying to pay off my visa.
Okay.
And once that's paid off, I want to go ahead and I want to go through with this book.
Okay.
And I figure it's probably going to take me 10 months to a year to pay it off. That's how
Okay.
long I figure it's going to take me, but I will keep you in my book here. I will write your number down and your name down, and I will get in contact with you
Yeah.
when I'm ready to do that. And what would you like me to do? Just write it as a story or something, or like
You
what
can
would
write
you
it
like me
as
to do?
the easiest way that you have in mind to write it. So if you want to write it down as, rough pointers, if you want to write it down as an outline or anything, that is completely fine. Even if you have it in your head and can talk about it, we can still work around that. But I
Yeah.
did want to let you know, if you're trying to pay off your visa, sorry, you can maybe ask your son to pay off starting now, and then we can save up your account and your place and get started later on, 10 months later down the line when you actually have the rest of the amount, and we can get started then. And it would be a lower cost, because the initial 500 would still be in place, as well as you would be paying for the discounted cost right now too.
Yeah, well, that might not be for like a couple months because once I get my visa paid down, then I will be able to put some money on it. See?
Yeah.
My son's helping me pay the visa off, so we'll see in the next 2 or 3 months what will happen, and I might be able to come up with $500 to do that.
At
So
that point in
it might
time,
be fairly fast.
that's completely understandable, but at that point in time, I actually might not be able to offer you the prices that we offered you initially. The reason that I'm asking is that $500 is not really that big of an amount. I believe your son can probably help you pay off the $500 right now, and then we can start off later. So off of the $2,650, we can deduct the $500, so you would only be left with the $2,150 remaining to be paid. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I understand where you're coming from and everything like that. But you have to understand where I'm coming from too.
No, I completely understand. That's why I was asking if maybe, you can find a workaround for it.
Yeah. I'm trying my best to work around it and everything like that, but it's just not workable right now, unfortunately. But,
okay.
Like, I live in a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
and I have two credit cards that I'm trying to pay down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get much money left over after I pay my rent and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the problem.
I get that. I completely understand that. That's completely fine. The offer still stands if you want to strike till the end of the day today. So, you know, you can call me and you can see that.
Yeah, okay. Did you want to ask me any more questions about the book or anything like that?
Yeah, actually. How far have you written at the moment? You know, how far are you done?
Well, what I started to do the other night was write down things that I remember
mm-hmm.
about, like, when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, I remember the very first thing that I remember when I was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that my father was strangling my mother, and
mm-hmm.
she was laying over the bed, and he was grabbing her around the neck, and he was choking her to death, and he was not letting go. And I ran, and I seen her, and I started to scream, and he let her go. If
mm-hmm.
it wasn't for me, he would have killed her.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's how, you know, that's how it starts, like, you know, and, like, my father was very abusive.
Yeah.
He used to beat her up every second day, and,
mm-hmm.
And he was not providing food for us to eat. We would go without food, and he would leave and say, "Oh well, I'm gonna go get some bread and milk, and I'll be back. I'll be right back."
Mm-hmm.
And 3 days later, he would come back, and he'd be drunker than a skunk, and he would not have anything for us to eat. In the meantime, we wouldn't have any food.
Wow.
You know.
That is tough. I'm so proud of people being strong enough to bear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's, you know,
and this
stuff
all
like
gonna
that.
And this is going to be part of the book, right?
Yeah, that's going to be part of the book, yeah.
All right. Awesome. That is perfect. We will be having to put out a trigger warning for this as well, you know, just in case, because it's kind of something that you have to do, but it is a very good book, and it actually might do rounds around the world.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things like we lived like hillbillies,
mm-hmm.
I would say, because we never had, like, indoor plumbing. We lived, we had an outhouse,
mm-hmm.
and we had a well. We had a drink from a well.
Mm-hmm.
We never had showers. We would have to wash ourselves up in a basin, in a big basin.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a wash
and,
basin.
Yeah, wash basin. Yeah.
Okay.
And that happened till I was, I don't know how old I was, but
mm-hmm.
I remember I was maybe around 12 or 13,
mm-hmm.
at least. And it was just, it was a terrible situation that we lived in.
Yeah,
it was not
I
good.
That.
Yeah,
I'm so
and then,
that.
Oh, that, I'm okay with it. I'm 62 years old, almost 63. And
mm-hmm.
That's all in the past, but it's in the back of my mind
mm-hmm.
what happened. And you asked me why I want to write this book.
Yeah.
I really don't know why I want to write this book. It's just that it seems like it was in the past
mm-hmm.
and it was something that happened and it was a terrible thing that happened to, three or four little children.
Yeah.
There was, well, my two sisters, my brother, and me, so four of us. Four little children. And I think it was a very, very terrible thing that happened to four little children, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what else to say. There's so many things I want to tell you. I don't have my book in front of me, so I can't really tell you right at the moment.
Yeah, I get that. That's okay.
Because I'm a little nervous.
I completely understand that. You know, that's okay. We'll warm up to each other over time. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was very nice talking to you, Helena. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, all right? And let me know as soon as you can work something out, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Perfect. Thank you
so
much.
I will do that.
I
have your number and your name and everything, so I'll keep that in my mind.
Perfect. Awesome.
Thank
you so much for
your time. You have a great name. Thanks for calling me.
A pleasure. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.